Pray with me, Lord Jesus, we do thank you that today, just like you were last Sunday and you will be the next Sunday, you're the worthy one. You're worthy of our honor, you're worthy of our attention, you're worthy of our expression, and you're worthy of our obedience. And so, God, if we doubt who you are, I pray today that you might awake our souls to understand who you are. And Lord, if we are faithful out of routine, interrupt our routine to understand the power and the might and the truth that you hold. In the name of Jesus, may we receive this. And what did church say? Amen. Get it on. Let's go. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3. And I pray today that you will receive a prayer. You will receive a prayer. So what's the mission today? In message, the mission is this, that we might receive the prayer. How many of you all live in a noisy world? It's just noisy. It's noisy. Three of you, four of you. I think we all live in a noisy world. It's noise all the time. It's constant noise. It's this, it's that. It's this way, it's that way. It's noise. We don't even have news anymore. We have noise. Just rattling. And you know why? I want to show you something that through prayer I've discovered. When people turn away from God, there is no direction. And when there is no direction, there's always noise. How many of y'all ever have silent noise? It's not loud noise, but it just kind of sounds like it's a paradox, isn't it? Nick, there's silent noise. Constantly in your head going, is this the right way? Is this the right thing? Can I really accomplish this? Now, I want to tell you, I'm going to make my one political statement of the year. You ready? This is the only political statement you'll ever hear out of Hillview Heights Church. Go vote. That's it. I'm a pastor that'll never tell you who to vote for or which way you need to vote. I believe you need to get down on your knees and you need to pray. And after you pray, then you have the privilege in this culture of flipping a switch. Now, what's it going to happen when you flip that switch? I have no idea. I trust God and vote hopefully. Don't get so upset when politicians don't come through, because I've read a lot of human history. They never have. So don't be surprised. Kings fail. Congressmen lie. Have y'all noticed that? Promises are broken in humanity, right? I mean, haven't y'all noticed that? Now, before you become judgmental and want to get out rocks and just crown everybody, how many of you all have broke a promise? How many of you all made a forecast? I wish Chris Allen was in here. He could raise his hand. How many of you all have ever made a forecast that didn't come true? Other than Chris. You know, poor Tim Murley over there, he has to. Oh, hey, Chris! Glad you're here today. You know who loves Chris more than anybody is Tim Murley, superintendent of schools, because Chris keeps Tim up all night long with forecasts like this. Could snow tonight, but it might not. So what do we get? Hold on. Here's what I'm trying to show you. In our level of understanding, the human realm, the best we can do is educated noise. It's educated noise. Now, in the midst of the noise, because we hear a lot of noise, I'm a this, I'm a that, I need to do this, I need to do that. And one of the things that I hope y'all will pray for, I would love to hear what people are for instead of who they're against. I do want to give you a message in the church. I think that our message ought to be a clear message of what God is for. Make sense? I think religion has, and I separate those who follow God and the religious. And the reason I separate that is because Jesus did. If you notice, he never referred to the Pharisees or the Sadducees as his followers. Amen. He referred to them as the Sadducees and the Pharisees. This is what they say, and this is who I am. Now, Paul, the one who writes these great words through the power of the Holy Spirit, is praying this prayer. So I want to give you a heads up today. Here's the way you get beyond the noise. You ready? You get beyond the noise. How do I find a true voice in the midst of noise? You ready? That would be chapter 3. Is that 16? Guys, I've had something happen to me, and I don't think it's of the Spirit. My vanity and pride, y'all pray for me, will not let them go on yet during preaching. I know it's coming, but I have this image of these preachers that always had to look down. Yeah, Freddie, I know it's coming, but hold on. God has supplied a screen up here, and we can put 7-foot letters up there, and I can see that way. It's this way that's killing me. 16, that's where I want you. 3:16, do you get that? Ephesians 3:16. Now, prayer is the key of getting beyond the noise. Prayer is the key of getting beyond the noise. Now, some of us want to step above the noise. And here's what I say. Kneel below the noise. Paul said, for this reason, I knelt before the Father. I what? How many of y'all need a little more kneeling and a lot less talking? Who I found? If you kneel more than you talk better. Hello? If you kneel more than you recommend, you have a better way. If you kneel more, kneel to, submit to prayer more, you understand the Bible better. There's no commentary that's better than the Holy Spirit. There's no preacher that can instruct you in the truth of God better than kneeling before who? God. Now, what reason is Paul saying? The two have become one. We've been over that for about 4 weeks. Do you all have that? No separation in Jesus. Jesus is not about dividing. He's about including. Somebody say, thank God. How many of y'all glad you've been included? And see, this is the true message. Jesus invites all people to come together. You all know it. You know it instinctively in your conscience, in your soul. You and I can't get together by ourselves. How many of y'all found that to be true? We will never heal any division without a divine moment. I think Dr. King was one of the greater healers. That's my study. I was just coming in as he was going out, but I've got to read all this stuff. He followed Jesus. He did not follow a religious system. He met Jesus. And he understood what the old preachers preached a long time ago. The ground is level at the cross. It's not advantaged in any way, it's level at the what? Jim Britt, you remember them old evangelists that would end and start that invitation. Now I invite you to the level ground where saint and sinner meet, where rich and poor find the same experience. No divisions at the cross. It's all what? Level ground. Not advantaged ground. But what? Leveled ground. Now, Paul knew this. He said, I pray, I kneel before God, and I pray that he will do some things for you, Ephesians. You ready? I kneel before the Father, from whom the whole family in heaven on earth derives its name. Where do we come from? We went over this a couple weeks ago. Where do we come from? The Father. And what's the word there? Not just the Father. What kind of Father? Heavenly Father, our Father in heaven. Pray in such a way. What did Jesus say? Pray, our Father who art in. Remember, there's something beyond you. See, here's why we get caught up in the noise. We think the noise lasts. Give me one thing you have that lasts. This summer, I had the privilege of traveling with Pastor Mark Hale. And Pastor Mark Hale and I went to Ohio. As we went to Ohio, Mark was on a mission. If you've ever been with Mark, Pastor Mark, when he's on a mission, you're going to learn a lot of things. You all know that Mark likes to collect things of the past. Some human beings might look at these things and call them junk. However, Mark looks at these things and calls them precious memories. In fact, Mark bought a dog food bag with no dog food in it for $6. I asked the lady at the aisle. Now, we're in Ohio. We were in Jamie's country. They have a different sense of humor up there. And good people, Jamie. Great people. And I asked the lady, I said, ma'am, can you believe that this gentleman has paid $6 for a dog food bag that doesn't have any dog food in it? And she said, sir, I am not allowed to comment on any purchase any customer makes. But I said, deep down inside, you know it's a bad deal, don't you, ma'am? And Mark's just shaking his head. She's wanting to grin, but she held through. Now, you know what Mark did? And I really did. I had a good time going through all this. And I looked at all of these things of the past. And guess what all of those things were at one moment? Something precious to somebody. I looked at all this stuff and I thought, man, all this stuff of the past was somebody's celebration one day. You know what I mean? Somebody was excited to get that Formica modern looking chrome kitchen table. This was back in the 60s. Remember, this is when people figured out what to do with marijuana. And man, I'm going, that was an exciting moment for somebody. But here's what I want to remind you. Our moments fade. You got to write that down. Our moments fade. The noise gets too loud. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something as followers of Jesus Christ. We need to move from noise to voice. Paul said, I got to have the voice of God. I got to have the strength and power of God. I can't just listen to what people are saying. I got to hear what God is saying from heaven. So I kneel down. I bend down. I get before God. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with what? Power through his spirit in your inner being. We've just sung about that. Inside what? That's my message today, that you might let the power of the inside where the Holy Spirit dwells get what? Get out! If there's a group that needs to get out of the closet, it's the church. We're hidden. We like to come in here on Sunday and get down. And then when we get out, we start listening to the noise instead of staying knelt before the what? Lord, how many of y'all have asked God what he says about the economy? You've heard everybody else's opinion on it. What about God's? I'll tell you what God said. Lo, I'm with you always. Lo, I'll take care of my people. How many of y'all have missed a meal? Everybody been fed? I'm not going to talk too much about that because some of y'all hadn't had breakfast and instead of having a picture of the Holy Spirit, y'all will get Shoney's on your mind, all right? So what, or Cracker Barrel or something like that. So I don't even need to mention those names. Huh? How many of y'all were fed last night? You had dinner. How many of y'all laid down in a house and even had some heat? If you need a little heat. How many of y'all drove a car in? How many of y'all drove a vehicle into church today that has more buttons on it than you know what to do with? Cars have gotten so advanced, I don't even know. I'm scared to push the buttons. I'm scared a machine gun will fly out of mine or force field. I don't know what I have. I can't even work the radio anymore. Used to, you had radios, turn the knob and turn the station on. Now you got to call NASA to see if it's okay to get on that satellite to get in. It's a new world, but it's the same voice. Somebody hear what I'm saying? Yeah, there's some new things in this world, but they're not new to God. So kneel down, bow down, hold on, be strengthened with what? With power through his spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. What activates the strong character of God? Faith. How many of y'all know God will come through? How many of y'all know God will come through even when it doesn't feel like it or look like it? Sometimes you can look at the noise and it doesn't seem like God's winning, does it? Huh? But then in a heartbeat's moment, guess what? Through the inner being, through God's dwelling, God's truth will emerge on the planet. From the inside, what? Out. Paul said, I pray that you be strengthened inside, in your inner being, so that your outer moments might reflect heaven. Make sense, Jack? When you get it inside, it's got to come out. What? Outside. Sue, I bet you told your children this more than once. You came out of that generation. Garbage in, garbage out. How many of y'all have said that before? How many of y'all have heard that before? That was one of my mama's revival sermons to me all the time. Honey, you put garbage in your mind, guess what'll come out? Garbage. Guess what? She was right. You put garbage in your inner being, guess what'll come out of your outer being? Garbage. Here's the biggest bunch of garbage. You're going to change it yourself. That's garbage. You will spend a life in agony if you're going to fix it yourself. Because you gotta surrender. To kneel down, here's what to kneel down means. To kneel down means, God, I believe you know more about it than I do. How many of y'all would confess that today? God, I believe you know more about it than I do. So I'm going to kneel down to your way because I found that my way is not as good. So I'm going to be strengthened with your power instead of my idea. I'm going to operate in your spirit instead of my thinking. I'm going to surrender to what you can do in me versus what they say I can do. That changes everything. Paul said, I pray that you move. What? You know what he's really praying? I move that you move beyond you. Hillview, I pray that we will move beyond us. Not what we can do, but God, what you can do. What? In us, man. Now let's go forth. I want to tell you, the world needs those who will follow Christ. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in what? Talk to me just a minute. Y'all feel love here in this church?
Absolutely.
Talk to me. You feel loved? Because we love you. Even when you feel bad, we love you. What do you think about that? Jerry, we love you, don't you? Love Brenda. We really love Brenda more, Jerry, but we're glad she brought you. Make sense? No, we love you. How many of y'all know God loves you? He's not here to throw you out of heaven. Don't you all see that? I pray that you might be brought in. Isn't that a great word? Floyd, isn't that a great word? God's always open. That you might be brought what? In. Not thrown out, but brought what? In. We spent 4 weeks. Paul's having to tell the Jews. Gary's having to tell them. Hello, Jewish people. You being chosen is not the big deal. I being God is the big deal. And I as God in Jesus Christ, he says, guess what? I've invited through the blood of Jesus, the Gentiles to come on in. Whether you like it or not. You know what Jesus just did? What did I tell you? Started this message. All the ground is level at the what? So if you stand before God and go, well, Lord, I'm white. He's going to go, so? Well, Lord, I'm black. Guess what? So. Lord, I'm Hispanic. Y'all, Asian. Combo. Good. Y'all got it. Has everybody got it? I want y'all to get this because y'all going to be really confused if you try to get to heaven on the American way because there is no affirmative action in heaven. You don't get in on your merit because we're all the same. Sinners in need of grace. Now, if you want to be all inclusive, I want to tell you something that includes everybody. I mean, it tolerates everybody. It welcomes everybody and it destroys everybody. Its arms are open constantly, inviting all to come and partake of its wares. It's called sin. And it includes everybody. It's an all-inclusive resort. And it invites everybody, Fainter, to come and die. God is a purpose God that says, all who will receive shall live. What I love about God, he invites all to receive. But there's a big difference in those who have received him and who have not received him. So kneel down before God. Kneel down before God. I recommend this to you. Hey, kneel down before God before you vote. God, who would be best? And if he says neither, then it doesn't matter what you flip. If you really prayed to God that, God, who'd be best? He said, well, I would, but I don't run. I lead. Here's who follows me a little more than the other. Listen to it. Why would that be a good idea? Well, do you see what we should be about? The strength and the power is, I pray, you being rooted and established in what? Love. Not dissension, not division, but what? Love. Watch this. Without, dream with me for just a moment. Without dissension and division, how much could be accomplished? Dream with me for just a moment. If you and I were to allow the Holy Spirit to thoroughly work through us and get out our dissension and our division, how much could be accomplished? Well, we've had moments in the church where dissension and division got out of the way, and what burst through in those moments? Movements of the Holy Spirit that affected many lives. And then what do we tend to do? We follow in that for a moment, and then we turn and start listening to the what? Noise. How many of y'all hear noise after every sermon? You go out in the parking lot, and what's immediately what a lot of people do? Well, I don't agree with that. Guess what I say? So what?
Amen.
It's not about you. It's about what? Amen. Him. Not what do I like. See, watch this. You want to change your life? Quit asking this question. Not what did I like, but what did God say? Not did it make me feel good. What did God say? God said, be established and rooted in what? Love. It's Paul's prayer. Get into the power that changes things so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in what? Love. Oh, cook with it here just a minute. How many of y'all got a marriage established in love? Good. You're not going to get divorced. How many of y'all, your kids are established in love? Grandkids established in what? How many of y'all got your business established in what? Now it's in power. Power that's unshakable. You can't turn love off. That's why Paul's praying it in to their understanding. Now here's what I want you to know. You and I will never, 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 hello, never know all there is to know about God. Darren, if you meet somebody, some professor, and let's say they've been to some school, say it's located north of I-65, and they have the total understanding of the kingdom. They have two PhDs. They'll never know all of God. And if they tell you they know all about God, fainter, run, because you're in the midst of a false prophet. Because that false prophet's never read Ephesians 3. Because guess what it says, Pastor Mark? We got to continue to seek out, because this is Christ. Look, when we get rooted and established in love, we may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. How many of y'all realize we are spending a lifetime on how wide, how deep, how high, how long, how immeasurable is the love of God in our lives? Oh, is that not beautiful? Watch this. You won't live long enough to know it all. Y'all okay with that? But you better know he loves you. See, God's not impressed with what you've read. He's impressed with how you've loved. You better wake up to that. I tell these preachers that all the time. God never said, I'll recognize you by what degree you have. God said, He never said, I'll recognize you. Listening, Chase? He said, I do not recognize you by what church you pastored. But I will know that you are my disciples, and the world will recognize my disciples by how they have what? Love. So I pray with the Ephesians, I pray with Paul, I pray for us that the world might know us by our what? Love that comes from heaven. We got to love like we come from heaven, because we do. Isn't that cool? Just look at your neighbor and go, I'm going to love you like heaven. And that'll get the hell out of you. That's the truth. If I love you like heaven, that'll get the hell out of you. Now, see, some of y'all don't like when I talk like that. You winch. Like, what? I wish he'd say Hades. You ain't going to Hades. You're going to hell. Hades is Disney. Hell is real. You better hear it straight. I don't want you there. Paul doesn't want you there. Jesus doesn't want you there. And there's good news. You don't have to go there. That's the greatest news I know. You don't have to what? Go there. That's what Paul said. I'm going to bow my knees. May you dwell in power, truth, direction. Power, truth, what? Direction. The direction is heaven. This week, we have a privilege. We get to go vote for some leadership. This week, we have a greater privilege. We ought to be on our knees praying that God bring as many people to heaven that can possibly be brought in 1 week's time. Amen. That they might get beyond the noise and start hearing the truth of his purposes. Amen. We got to get out of the noise. I stand guilty. Sometimes I listen to the noise. Do some of y'all listen to the noise? I listen to the noise. Here's all I can tell you. I notice when I listen to the noise, I fall short. When I listen to God, I can see through. I can see through the situation if I'm on my knees. Now, if I try to get on top of the mountain and make my own observations, I always find confusion. Makes sense? How wide, how deep, how far, how vast is the love of Christ? And to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Oh, all you educators, I love you, but there's one past education. What does education give? Patty, you're an educator, you're a librarian. What do you see every day of your life? Shelves of books that have what in them? Knowledge. It's a knowledge center. Now, it's probably not books anymore as much as it is websites and CDs and USBs and TPPs or whatever else we've come up with. We even call it bites of what? You computer people, help me out. Mr. Weasley, help me out. I'm in your world. And I know little of it. We have what? Bytes in the computer, and those are what? Megabytes, gigabytes. How far does it go now? Terabytes. That sounds like something that needs to be exterminated at your house. Yeah. Terabytes or whatever. They're bytes of what? Information. But guess what? They tell us today in this world that information has more than, 10 times more information every 2 years than we have right now. That information will not save us. We already know. Look at reality. Does the more information we have change poverty? Does it change addictions? Does it change marriages that have busted up? Does it change a murderer's heart? You know why? Because the best we can do is scream for justice. And justice. And all you young folks, you listen to me, as I know this is popular now to talk about social justice, social justice, social justice, social justice. The best justice can do is try with a meager attempt to right the past. But it can never build a future. That's its limitation. And it will hold you to what has been instead of what can be. Because you know what justice can't do? Justice can't take a sinner and turn them into a saint. It can just punish a sinner. God reworks us to a brand new creature. Read on. What should our prayer be? Not just this week, but in all weeks. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of what? God. I want to tell you that our pastors pray every week. Don't you, Pastor Jeff, that every Bible study, every moment that we have in a church, that you might be filled to the fullest what? Measure with what God might make you capable of. Amen. Can you all take this message into an election week? Guess who will save America? Take a guess. Jesus. Vote Jesus. Vote Jesus. You say, what party is he in? Neither at the moment. I'm not sure he's in a lot of our churches. Because we'd rather dwell on what we think than what he said. And until we flip the switch, Mama T, to what he said, we will always be subject to what we think. Now, I could preach on from there, but I'm going to invite you to come and dwell. Amen? Let's dwell. I want you to pray for some things. Paul said, I kneel and I pray. You know what I pray? I pray that people might have insight. Make sense? Pray that people might have insight. Pray these things on people. Pray through the week. God, give us insight, your insight into the matters of this world. God, help us not just see what we know, but Lord, open our eyes to what we don't know. May our love for you surpass the knowledge that we have. Amen? I want you to pray for this. What's the number one thing everybody's screaming about today? Yeah, we need what? See if y'all have been paying attention. Jobs! You know what? I bet if we prayed in the church and loved one another, God would create jobs. What do you think? Y'all want to give God a shot at creating jobs? Now listen, if you don't have a job, don't come up here and pray for a job, because guess what God's going to do? Give you one. Now, here's what some of you will do. Well, now that, Lord, I understand that's an opportunity, but that's not the one I want. I didn't say God was going to give you the one you wanted. I said he's going to give you a what? I bet Noah didn't want to build the ark. There's a nasty job. You got to build an ark and open up a humane society at the same time. You reckon that's a pleasant job? But it was his what? Job. How many of y'all have ever had a job you didn't like? I like this one, okay, but I've had some others that weren't as, How many of y'all had a job that you didn't like and you knew that God had called you there? Absolutely. And God's got a purpose in there beyond your knowledge. Now you understand why Paul prayed these things. Pray that God would create jobs and use those who follow him to do what? Create jobs. You want to be a witness in this world today? Be positive. Be submitted to God and love people no matter what they say. And you'll be amazed at how God's Spirit will pour out on this place. Be positive. Be positive. Be positive. Why? Jack, I'm going to heaven. Last time I checked, you're going with me. Plan to be there. Now, if people looked at us, they may say you get there first. But we don't know. They hadn't seen me drive. I don't know when I'm going to get there. And that's not the question of this realm. The question is to be in there, in with, inside, enter with God. So you can express outwardly the destination of heaven. I pray that you will receive his power, his wisdom, his depth, his love. You know how you do that? You got to ask God to come into your life. His name is Jesus. He died on the cross. He's risen from the grave. And he invites people who have messed up to be changed. How many of y'all ready to do that? I pray that there's not a soul in this place that leaves this place today without heading to heaven. What about you guys? I hope that's a hunger in your heart. And I really say this. If that's not a hunger in your heart, I hope God will convict you to the reality of the gospel. I'm going to tell you this. You better be careful, because we've grown up with a lot of false gospel in this generation. If there's not a passion in your heart for others to really know Jesus, you need to check who you're following. You just might be a Pharisee. You just might be a Sadducee. You just might have fallen in love with the trappings of the church and forgot who ran the place. Jesus has church so people might know his love. Jesus has church so the world might be saved. He doesn't have it for our comfort, but for his purpose. Amen? So stand with me. Come on. How many of y'all just pray in your heart for a moment? I pray, just like the Apostle Paul, that we might know the power of the Holy Spirit, the content of heaven here on earth. If you don't know Jesus Christ, hear me clearly. Ask him right now, Lord Jesus, come into my heart, come into my life, forgive me of my sin. Forgive me of my sin, God. I receive you, Lord Jesus. See what he'll do with that. Maybe today you've never been baptized, man. I'm going to suggest that you be baptized. Why? Because Jesus was into baptism. His last words on his way to heaven were, oh, by the way, I'm going to southernize this, okay? Y'all go and tell them what I've taught you. And after they receive you, baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Now, if those are Jesus' last words, that must have been important to him. You know what's amazing? I mean, Jesus didn't say, go ye therefore and create denominational headquarters. He didn't say that. He said, go baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy what? Spirit. Some of you need to be baptized. Some of y'all need to be re-energized. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Listen, you got a privilege this week. How many of y'all understand it's a privilege? It's a privilege all day Tuesday to go flip a switch and have freedom. And if you don't believe in that, you're not going to last long in this church. I was at a ball game the other day, and I had to really rely on Jesus Christ. In fact, I had to step all the way up in there on the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because you see, in my family line, there's a lot of people in my family line that they've shed blood so that you might have the privilege to display your opinion. There's a whole lot of other folks that made this life possible. And I'm not a real smart man, to quote Forrest Gump, but I know enough that I didn't get to live this life all by myself. David, I knew it took men like you and women like your wife, Kim, who decided to make a career out of the military to keep some things safe and in order so other things could progress. And so when I see the flag go up in a ball game and people pause for a minute just to be reminded that we're all one people, and I see a group of people sitting down when that national anthem is played, I want you to know that it sends electric shock from my little toe up to the top of my head. And I want you to know that this man does not have thoughts like Jesus Christ does when I see that. Because I wanted to go grab those sweatshirts and pull them up like this and let them know that the only reason you went to public school is because somebody died. And the only reason you got opportunity was because somebody died. And here in your little 20-year-old soul, you have listened to so much noise, you don't even know what brought you here. But let me tell you what else ekes me. Every Sunday I stand right here and I invite people to heaven. And guess what some of you do? Breaks my heart. You go, no, not this week. I'll come back next week. I'll come back next week. Well, I pray that you get back. But Mark, not every casket we've leaned over in our ministry has been of a saint, has it? Scott, that's a bad day when you got to look over a casket and you got family members. Of course, everybody tries to save their dead family members. They all start talking about the three good things they can remember about them. I've had this question 1,000 times. Pastor Steve, you reckon my loved one is in heaven? I said, here's what I know. If they said, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sin. If they receive the cross of Jesus, then they're under the power of the resurrection. Now, if they did not have that experience, they're dead as hell. Literally. And we stand at a moment right now in history where nobody ever has to be that in this room. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray. If you don't know Christ, come receive him. He wants to take you to heaven. It's the only way there. come and pray for our nation. I think that'd be a good idea. I don't want you to pray for so-and-so to win. I want you to pray that God might win. All right? If you're worried about your economy, then I'd come pray for it. If you're lazy, guess what you need to do? Dear God, forgive me for the sin of laziness. The reason I don't have a job is because I'm lazy and I expect everybody else to do something for me. Forgive me, God. I'm going to trust you now. That's the truth, isn't it? I see some of y'all nodding your head. This 8 o'clock service. When I say that 11 o'clock service, it looks like deers caught in headlights. What? You mean people ain't supposed to do it for us? That's a total surprise to our generation emerging. Come on. Let's let God have his way. Lord, move this altar. We pray for those that need to be baptized. We pray for those that absolutely need to meet you for the first time. We pray for jobs. We pray for the political situation, Lord, that you would allow us to vote and listen to you and not to the noise. But Lord, even in our voting, may we trust you over our system. So God, just bring us to understand you are the power, the way, the truth. So right now, just sweep in this moment, Lord. Sweep in this moment, Lord.